Look, some interesting stats have coming out at the moment about those who suffer from food allergies. And I've got to admit, I would be one of the 70% of people that would not know what to do if somebody was suffering from an allergic reaction. Let's find out a little bit more about that. The CEO from Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, Maria Sedd, is joining us. Hello, Maria. What are some of those misconceptions or lack of awareness we had about food allergies?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's generally the people that have someone in their family that has a severe allergy, or people that have seen an allergic reaction that take it seriously and want to know more. There are many that think that too much fuss is made about this and that people are just being overprotective and over the top. But in reality, when it's food that you're allergic to, you have to check everything that goes into your mouth, and you need to be careful. Saying that, there are some people who are absolutely over the top, and unfortunately, it's their fear and anxiety that leads them to that. But I really think it does the rest of us a disservice, because we're all, you know, treated like we're a bit neurotic about it all.
For those of us who are sitting on the fence and don't have an allergic reaction to food, what are some of the signs we should be looking for those who may be suffering or going through an allergic reaction?
Firstly, not everyone will progress to a severe allergic reaction or anaphylaxis. Many people have a mild or moderate allergic reaction, but the important thing is to understand that even those people can one day suddenly have a severe allergic reaction. The signs and symptoms that you need to worry about are when they affect the breathing system, so the respiratory system, and or the cardiovascular system. So if someone suddenly becomes pale and floppy, if they become quite dizzy, if you're talking to them and they're not responding properly, if they're having breathing difficulty of any type, if they've got tongue swelling or throat swelling, you need to act quickly. Let them sit on the ground if they're having trouble breathing, and administer the EpiPen if there is one available, and then call an ambulance.
It must be a real tricky thing on shopping day, I would imagine, Maria, going through and checking the labels on food to make sure that there are no trace elements of certain foods that may cause a reaction as well.
People that live with food allergy hate shopping because you need to read the label of every pack every time you purchase it. Companies can change ingredients without letting you know, and so many people have been caught out. We had a report yesterday of a lady who wasn't actually packaged food. She was at a restaurant, but there was sesame in a milkshake. So who would ever presume that there would be sesame in a milkshake?
So was that like an ingredient, or did it just happen to get there? I would not have expected that.
It was an ingredient.
Wow. Your organisation, Maria, Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, just very quickly, Maria, what are some of the aims of your organisation to get the message out there?
Well, our aim is to support people that need support and share evidence-based information. There's a lot of misinformation out in the community and on the internet, sadly. We try to, have a science-based approach to management and help people live life to the full, understanding that risk can't be removed. So we work with a wide range of people, not just people with allergy themselves, but schools, with government, with food industry, with legal people. I've been involved in 6 coroner's inquests when people had sadly lost their life to food allergy. The range of work that we do is quite broad and ongoing, because the prevalence has increased, and we still don't know why that increase has happened, and currently there is no cure. So it's very much about management.
Maria, it's been so interesting hearing about your organisation this morning with us. Always looking for funding, I would imagine that's a big part of what you do.
It is a big part, and if people would like to donate, if we've ever touched your life or you don't want us to touch your life in some way, please head to our website allergyfacts.org.au and donate.
Maria Sedd from Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia this morning, talking with us about food allergies, and I would not have thought sesame would have been in a milkshake. 2NURFM 103.7.